Hi, this is Craig Trulia, Professional Tool Equipment News and a professional distributor. I'm with Bernie Thompson of Automotive Test Solutions. Good to be with you today, Bernie.
It's great that you came by our booth to take a look at some of our new equipment.
Well, they got a lot of cool stuff here, but in particular, they have a couple new, it's a Decade Box and what's the other one?
They're both Decade Boxes. One is a resistive Decade Box and one is a capacitive Decade Box.
Okay, how's that save me time in the shop?
Well, a lot of times, let's say that I need to substitute a value of a sensor in air conditioning systems, in transmissions, in engines. A lot of the sensors use the resistance and a voltage drop so they can tell the computer or the module what the temperature is.
So like potentiometer sensors, like
yeah.
A fuel level setting unit, TPS.
You bet. And many times, you know, you need a very low reading or a very high. Like you say, a fuel gauge, those usually read as 0 to 100 ohms. That's a low reading, and maybe I have some other type of a sensor, like an engine coolant temperature that's 100,000 ohms. Well, POTS are really hard to dial in to get that kind of accuracy. A Decade Box, you can go from 1 ohm to many millions of ohms.
So, for our listeners, because they can't see it, essentially the box has switches, you know, on and off switches with different resistances, and some of you guys might be familiar with going to Radio Shack and getting some diodes or something to try to fake out a computer. So you don't have to drop the tank to check to see if it's the gauge or not that's broken. Well, this, you just flip a switch and you can manipulate what a sensor would do.
Yes, and it works very well. And so that's a resistive. The capacitive Decade Box is really trick because when you're using a scope and you have some type of a noise on the waveform, you may think that that's your problem, but you're not certain. And what do you do with the noise? Well, you got to replace parts to get rid of the noise, but that may or may not be your problem. If you put a capacitor in it, you can make a filter, an electrical filter, that will get rid of the noise. And if the problem goes away, that's your problem, the noise. If you get rid of the noise and your problem didn't go away, well, you got to continue looking. This is a very fast diagnosis. When you start to understand the benefits of these boxes, you can't live without them in your base.
Well, Mr. Thompson, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Have fun at the APEC show.
You bet. Enjoy your stay.